The Abbotsford Canucks dropped 2 in Colorado over the weekend, losing 3-1 on Friday, February 9, and 3-2 on Saturday, February 10, to the Eagles. After splitting all of their series in 2024, the Canucks looked to dominate the Eagles and secure 4 road points going into the games. The tone of Friday's match was set early after a scrap just 18 seconds into the game came from Jermaine Lawin, who dropped the gloves with Keaton Middleton. Despite registering 9 shots apiece, neither team was able to find the twine and headed into the second period scoreless. The second period was a true test for the goaltenders. Chris Wagner was able to get one past the Canucks' Artur Sillovs early in the second off a pass from Corey Schooneman and Colorado's All-Star representative Riley Tuft. Abbotsford tried to respond, but a reactive performance from Ivan Prosvetov didn't allow the puck to see it through to the back of the net. Also see, Miller scores late in OT, lifts Canucks to 3-2 win over Capitals. Both teams came out swinging as the shots on goal continued to climb, but the goalies were able to hold on. It wasn't until Nick Sysyk was called for high sticking that Colorado was able to capitalize once again, with Ryan Sandelin picking up the deflection from Tanner Kiro to put the Eagles up 2-0 heading into the third. Desperate to get something going, Chase Wouters picked up a drop pass from Quinn Schmiemann to net his 7th of the season and first of the game to slice Colorado's lead in half. A pair of back-to-back 4-minute double minors were given to each team, but both teams' penalty kills sprung into action and neither was able to capitalize on the man advantage. Colorado got a late goal, the final of the game, courtesy of Spencer Smallman, who netted his 6th of the season to regain the Eagles' 2-goal lead. Saturday's game started out relatively calm, with even shots and each team being held to just 1 penalty apiece. Colorado's Tanner Kiro notched the first and only goal in the period. He was able to pick up the rebound and put it past Abbotsford goalie Nikita Tolopilo for his 6th of the season, assisted by Ryan Sandelin and Cedric Pear. A pair of back-to-back penalties to Colorado left them with a 5-on-3 that allowed Vasily Pekolin to send a one-timer from Jet Wu straight to the back of the net for his 14th of the season and the equalizer in the game. Wouters and Wagner dropped the gloves just 2 minutes later, sending both of them to the penalty box. Shortly after, Wu battled it out with Peter Holland, and the two of them also landed in the sin bin. Related. Abbotsford Canucks forward Arshdeep Bains wins All-Star Challenge MVP. With emotions heating up and both teams looking to pull ahead, Colorado's DJ Busdecker was able to find the back of the net for his 3rd of the season, followed by another unanswered goal from Ryan Sandelin to put the Eagles up 3-1 heading into the third. Abbotsford fought hard to get their game back and hopefully force overtime. Fighting until the last second, Atu Ratu was able to rip one from the point in the final second of the game for his 9th goal of the season, assisted by Wu and Wouters. Unfortunately, there was not enough time left on the clock at that point to even the score and the Canucks dropped their 2nd game in Colorado 3-2. The Canucks are now back at home to face the Calgary Wranglers on Saturday, February 17, and Monday, February 19, for Flaunt Your Flannel Night and a Family Day game.